Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Kathy Kester with Indianola Parks and Rec about upcoming fall activities.
Indianola Parks and Rec, school is starting, everything's starting to get back going here in Indianola. Talk a little bit about what Indianola Parks and Rec has ready for the fall season.
Well, we are thick in the planning mode for our signature fall event, the Children's Costume Party. It's going to be held on Saturday, October 26th from 10 to noon on the Indianola Town Square. Now this year we're going to block off the entire square for one big party. And we're changing up the costume judging to make it easier on the judges as well as the kids. There'll be different age groups are going to be judged at different times throughout the first hour of the event. So age groups are going to be 3 and under, 4 to 6-year-olds, and 7 to 10-year-olds. And each grade age group is going to be divided into either the scariest costume or the most creative. And then we're going to have a category for group costumes, because we've seen families that have been coming as characters from The Wizard of Oz. There's been Men in Black, matching dice, Mario and Luigi. There's even a shower and a bar of soap. And we want to give groups a chance to win, too. Bob's Custom Trophies provide trophies to the winners. And, and we're not forgetting the dogs either. They're going to have their own costume contest. So all four streets around the square are going to be filled with activities like inflatables, a 9-hole mini golf course, a cookie walk, there'll be mystery boxes, something called Bebots. Zounds a Clown will be there, the Iowa League of Heroes will be there, we'll have some princesses. There's going to be giant trike and big wheel races and beautiful pictures. And then families can also go trick-or-treating at the businesses around the square, so it's a really full, really fun morning. Besides that, we've got some concerts lined up at the Activity Center this fall. We call them Tuesday Tunes and Treats. These concerts are free, and we provide desserts afterwards. So Max Wellman is coming. He's a well-known jazz vocalist out of Des Moines, and he's going to be here at 1 p.m. on Tuesday, October 1st. Then on October 29th, we have a ragtime pianist, Rod Beanson, and these concerts are all at 1 p.m., And then in December, on December 10th, the Indianola High School a cappella choir is going to be here with some holiday music. So we're just looking forward to hearing all three of those groups. We've also got, starting up again on Wednesday, October 23rd, the indoor playground will be open again. This is a time for little ones to burn off some energy as the weather starts to get colder and they can't play outdoors as much. We provide the toys and the equipment, and the parents provide the child and the supervision. And that playground is open on Wednesdays from 10:30 to noon. And again, it's going to start opening on Wednesday, October 23rd. Another thing that we're working on right now is the next issue of Indianola Magazine. And that comes out at the end of September and features programs that will come out during October through December. So we've got some of our favorites back, like the babysitting clinic and adult dance lessons, and some youth basketball leagues and adult basketball leagues. But we've also got some new programs that you're going to want to read that magazine and find out about. There's something to do for all ages, and we just enjoy providing that for our community.
Well, I can definitely say that I'm really excited for the costume party as well. I think I saw an Amazon Alexa last year. That was, I think, my favorite costume. So I thought that was really fun. Just kind of talk about, the big group events that Indianola Parks and Rec has and why this year is so much fun being able to put this stuff together.
Well, we just love providing events for the community that are free and fun and get people outside and get them active. And so So the Halloween costume party is one of our biggest events that we do throughout the year, and it's really hard to get an idea of how many people are there because we're spread out around such a big area. But we know it's hundreds of families who come and enjoy that from the community, and we like getting out there and having fun just as much as everybody else, so we really enjoy that.
All right. Well, how can people find out kind of that full schedule? Where should they go, and what should they look for?
So you can look on our website at Indianola, Iowa. That's IndianolaIOWA.gov. We also have a Facebook page where we post all of our events. We'll be getting those up here as soon as we can. And that's our Indianola Parks and Recreation Facebook page.
Thanks to Kathy Kester for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.